WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, my awesome listeners. Brooke and Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's super relevant, especially in our fast-paced world, letting go of fear and anxiety with courageous action. Ever feel like you're caught in a whirlwind of worry? You know, that gnawing feeling that whispers doubts in your ear and tells you to stay safe, comfortable, and maybe just avoid the whole roller coaster ride of life. Yeah, I get it. We all experience those moments. But what if I told you there's a way to step out of that fear-fueled fog and into a world where courage takes the wheel? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the anxiety and embrace your inner badass. 1. Fear is a liar. First things first, let's bust this myth: fear isn't always a bad thing. It can be a helpful signal alerting us to potential danger. But often, it exaggerates threats, turning a harmless situation into a monstrous problem in our minds. Remember that feeling of butterflies before a big presentation? That's your adrenaline kicking in, prepping you for action, not signaling imminent disaster. So, when fear rears its ugly head, ask yourself, is this fear based on reality or just my imagination running wild? 2. Courage isn't the absence of fear. It's about acting despite it. You don't have to be fearless to be courageous. The bravest people are often those who acknowledge their fears but choose to move forward anyway. Think about it, the most inspiring stories are rarely about people who never felt fear. They are about those who face their fears head-on and emerge stronger on the other side. 3. Small steps lead to big wins. You don't have to conquer your biggest fear in one giant leap. Start small. Break down that daunting task into manageable steps. Every little victory, every time you step outside of your comfort zone, builds confidence and momentum. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is your courage. 4. Celebrate your wins big and small. Acknowledge your progress, no matter how small. Did you finally ask that person out on a date? Did you finish that project you've been putting off? Give yourself a pat on the back. Those little wins fuel your motivation and remind you that you're capable of amazing things. 5. Surround yourself with supporters. You don't have to do this alone. Connect with people who inspire and uplift you, who believe in your abilities even when you doubt yourself. Share your struggles, celebrate your triumphs, and learn from each other. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who dreams of exhibiting her work but is paralyzed by fear of judgment. She's got these amazing paintings, bursting with creativity and emotion, but she keeps them hidden away, convinced that the world won't appreciate them. That voice of self-doubt whispers relentlessly, "What if people hate it? What if they think I'm not good enough?" But Sarah decides to take a courageous step. She starts by sharing her art with a few close friends, people who genuinely care about her and offer honest, encouraging feedback. The support fuels her confidence. Then she enters a local art competition. The butterflies are there, but this time they're accompanied by a surge of excitement. She doesn't win the competition, but that doesn't matter. She discovers something powerful. The act of putting herself out there, sharing her art with the world, is a victory in itself. That courage opens doors to new opportunities, connections with other artists, invitations to showcase her work, and ultimately the realization that her voice deserves to be heard. So, my friends, remember this fear and anxiety are natural human experiences, but they don't have to dictate your life. You have the power to choose courage, to take action, and to create a life filled with purpose and joy. Start small, celebrate your wins, surround yourself with support, and never underestimate the impact of one courageous step. Let me know in the comments what's holding you back from taking that leap. What fears are you ready to face head on? I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.